Rav Yaakov Rubin, Parshas Tzav Vayelech.
Now approaching the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the first of the set of Yom Tovim which are heading our way over the next few weeks. On one hand we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with the Seis Mei Tshuva in between. Then we have Sukkos, Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah on the other hand. If we think a little bit, realize the vast contrast that there is between these Yomim Tovim, which are in such a short time span. On one hand, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Yemei Pachad V'Din. Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meisim, Pesuchim Lefonei Hashem Baruch Hu says, person's having a judgment, it's life-threatening. So it's Yemei Pachad V'Din. That's why Chazal say Taka, we don't say Hallel Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Because how can one say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur when the person is having a judgment, a court case? And then it comes to, reaches its climax, Yom Kippur, when it's the last day to do tshuva, and Yom Kippur itself comes to the climax on Ne'ilah, the end of the Ne'ilah. When it comes to the last moment, the pachad is meant to be al kaponim, whether it is, but it's meant to be very large. And then from one second to another, things change over. We go home, Moitzi Yom HaKippurim, Sheitin Medrash, a baskoil calls out, Leich Echoil B'Simcha Es Lachmecho, go, be happy, eat, drink, get into a Yom Tov mood, come to the days between Yom HaKippurim to Sukkos, preparing for Sukkos, then we hit Sukkos, which out of all the Sholish Regalim, Sukkos is the one which is called Zman Simchoseinu. Yeah, there's a mitzvah of Samechto B'Chagecho on all Yomim Tovim. But Sukkos is the only one which is called Zman Simchoseinu. It's a Yom Tov of Simcha. Who's speaking about when we reach the climax of Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, when the whole mitzvah is poshut Simcha, nothing else, there's no lulav, there's no sukkah, Shteitin Chazal, the whole mitzvah is poshut to be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the shaila is, how does this work? If the Torah expects us to have tak a year on Pachat over these few days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippurim, how is it shaykh to suddenly switch over to a Simcha Dika mode? So imagine somebody who's going for a court case. And there's a question of being having the life sentence. So at the end of the court case, he hears the judge clapping, you're innocent. So of course, like it, he'll go home, happy, he'll drink, he'll eat, verdict. But imagine if the judge says, you know what, we've reached your verdict, but we'll notify you by post in another 4 weeks. What's this guy going to look like? He's going to be happy. How can he be happy? Who knows what his sentence is? Maybe he's taka being sentenced to death. He's going to be on shpilkas for the next 4 weeks. He's not going to be able to be happy. So we go over the aseres of tshuva, and we taka, we're finished with Yom Kippur. There's no court case anymore. Right, very nice. But we don't know what happened. How do you know what happened? We don't know what our verdict was. How is it shaykh to the Torah to expect us to go into a simcha mood like that? The truth is, on Rosh Hashanah itself, we find this contradiction. Like we mentioned before, the Gemara says, why do you not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? Sifre Chaim, Sifre Meichim, Pesuchim Lefonoi, V'atem Oyim Shira, Shmo, who says, is it shayach for a person to say Shira and to be happy when he's got a cool case? It's not shayach. On the other hand, we find, yes, it didn't Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Most poiskim hold, as you mentioned, Shulchan Aruch and the poiskim, most poiskim hold a person is not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Even though it's a Yom Hadin. But on Maisitz, it's a Chag. The Pasuk says clearly that Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. V'samachto v'chagecho, every Chag we have to be happy, and Rosh Hashanah is also a Chag. B'keseh l'yoyim chageinu, it's called a Chag, so we're not allowed to fast. And there's a chiyuv simcha. So on Rosh Hashanah itself, we're finding that one hand, you may, you pachad vidim, we can't say hello, And on the other hand, we're meant to be happy. How do these things go together? The Tur in Simon Kuf, Tof Kuf Pei Aleph says, that in Hogi Shel Olam, the minhag of the world is, Adam Sheyesh Lidin, somebody which has a court case, Leidah Shechayim, Misatav Shechayim, Bekitzah, he's depressed. He doesn't know what's going to be. He doesn't, when before he goes to the court case, he's not going to have a bath, he's not going to get dressed in nice clothes, he's not going to have a haircut. Why? Quite natural. He doesn't know what's going to be. Why should he be happy? Avul Yisrael Eino Kein. Klal Yisrael are not like that. Leishim Levenim, Umistaprim, we wear nice fresh clothes, we have a haircut, the Oichlim, the Shoisim, we eat, we drink in Rosh Hashanah. So the Tur says very clearly, not only is that in Simcha, we have to have a wash, haircut, all the things which are some opposite to a regular person having a court case. How do these things work together? Similar, we already find it more in Brochus in the beginning of Perik and Eimdin. The Pasuk says, Ivdus Hashem B'Yiro, the Gilu Bir Odo. So the Gemara says, "B'mokin gilo shom tehira odol." Where in the place where there is gilo, happiness, there should be ra'odol, tittering. So the Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of the parak there, he already asks his kasha, "How is it shayach the two things together?" Rabbeinu Yonah says a pshat. The answer to this question is based on one midah, bitochen, and to be makdim. I want to explain what is bitochen. Chazon Ish writes in Kuntos Amunah Bitochen that a lot of people have a mistake. He says himself, most people think so. Most people think that if a person, what is bitochen? A person's at a crossroad of happenings. He has two things ahead of him, something which can happen very bad or good, and he doesn't know what's going to happen. So people think, what is bitochen? Bitochen is, I'm sure that it's going to be good. That is bitochen. So the Chazon Ish, that's not right. Chazon Ish holds that that is not bitochen. The Chazon Ish holds bitochen is that a person comes to the Hakora that whatever is going to be good for me. But not necessarily that something is going to happen. The Chazon Ish holds, if a Novi comes along and tells you something's going to happen, okay, you have a chiyuv to believe the Novi, you believe him. But without a Novi, how is it possible for a person to be sure what's going to be? That is the Chazon Ish Shita. However, Kamo v'kamo from G'dayle Olam from Galt Nishtazi. There was enough which hold that there is a Musgid Midav Bitochen to be sure that something is going to happen. I'll just mention a few of them. I heard from a Rosh Yeshiva, Shem Biskov used to say with a Maisa. Ribsol Salant, he was once in a kloiz in Vilna, and he was arguing with somebody, I think Andrew Dominic was Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken. He was having a machloikis with Rosh Hashanah on the Midas HaBitochen. The Rosh Hashanah held that Bitochen is shayach to be sure you're going to get something, but only for basic necessities. Something which a person needs for his living, he can have Bitochen on that. Oba, let's say some luxury which he doesn't need, it's not shayach bitochen. And Ibsal Salam to Galton, no. Ibsal Salam said, it's shayach for a person to have bitochen, even on some luxury which he bichlal does not need. You know what? I'm going to prove it. I have bitochen that by the end of this evening, I'm going to have a golden azega, a golden watch. And for Shetzach, when Ibsal Salam said, I have bitochen, I'm going to get this golden zega. He wasn't stand talking, speaking, I'm going to have bitochen. His bitochen was real. He emes had bitochen, he's going to get a golden zega. Okay? Not much time passed. And the mishpocha walked in. What's the story? The father was nifter recently. He was a rich man. And they managed to sort out the whole Yerusha without any machlokes. No problem. One thing was left. One thing was left which they couldn't come to terms on. Golden watch. There was fighting. I want it. In the end they came to the compromise, you know what? Why fight over it? sold the land, God Ladur, let's give it to him. They came and they bought it, he sold the land. Sold the land proved the Rashash with that, that Shaykh Bitochen, even on luxuries. Both weren't arguing on the Etz Musgi Bitochen, they were just arguing whether it's Shaykh Bitochen on luxuries or not. Or Davada, both were masking that the Musgi Bitochen is to be sure something is going to happen. Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, Perek Tes, he explains the Pasuk, Hashem Shemrecho, Hashem Tzilcho, Al Yad Minecho. So he explains, Hakshporchu is a tzeil to a person. What's a tzeil? A tzeil is a shadow. How large is a shadow? There's no such thing how long a shadow is. The shadow is, the length of a shadow is according to how high the person is. If there's a high person, the shadow is longer. If the person's a short person, then the shadow is shorter. The tzeil is lefi, the height of the person. So the Nefesh HaChaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzeil. If you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can give you 500 pounds, okay, Sat Shmoku will be the shadow for the 500 pounds, and he'll give you the 500 pounds. If you believe that Shmoku can only give you bread on the table, okay, that's what it'll be. HaKadosh acts with a person like a tzeil. And Nefesh HaChaim says, that is Pshat in a Posseh by Kriyas Yam Suf. Ma titzak elai, why are you crying to me? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Tell them to carry on. So Nefesh HaChaim explains, they should push it and be talking. They should have bitochen that the sea is going to split. And if they have bitochen, the sea is going to split. It's going to split. And the Nefesh HaChaim uses this for Klolius Nike bitochen. It's very clear in the Nefesh HaChaim that bitochen is, yes, being sure, if a person's honestly really, really sure, that he's going to get it, he will get it. Reb Nochenka, he was a Rebbe of the Chofetz Chaim. He once borrowed a lot of money. And there's a sefer called Reb Nochenka. That brings this nicer, that he was once had to borrow for chesed a lot of money, for achnosis kal, I think it was, and he made up a certain time he's going to pay back, and the malva met him 5 minutes before the given time to pay back the money, and he didn't have the money yet, and he was as ruig as anything, he was as calm as anything. So he asked him, how are you so calm? So Nochenke said, you don't know the pshat of the Rambam? No, what's pshat of the Rambam? The Moshe Rabbeinu was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become a shliach in Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael are going to ask me, what's your name? Mo'im Aleim, what should I tell him? What is your name? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, tell him, Eke Asher Eke. So there's many, many pshat in what is pshat in that, in these words. So he said, the Rambam says, pshat is, I will be whatever you think I will be. If you think I have the echidus to tell you 10,000 pounds a day, I will. Come out like the pshat of the Nefesh HaChaim. I will be whatever you think I am. See, if I have bitochen, I'm going to have the money. I have no problems. I'm going to get it. From here again, we see the shit of Nefesh HaChaim, the Rambam, Risol Salant, that bitochen is, yes, being sure on something which is going to happen. The Pasuk says, I need b'chastecho v'tachti. Yogi libi bishua secho, oshio al Hashem ki gom al oloi. Reb Chaim used to explain that when a person has bitochen, it's kilos in his pocket already. He's so sure that he's going to get it, whatever he wanted. It's kilos in his pocket already. He's yogi libi bishua secho. He's happy kilos he has already. But there is a halacha, shiro, one can only say halal and shiro when he actually gets it. Oshio al Hashem is only kigom al aloi. About rather the musik of bitochen is being sure to get something, they're going to get it. Yeah, of course, it's very nice that this is bitochen, but obviously the bitochen is only if the person actually really, really means it. Saying I have bitochen is easy, but the chokhmah is actually the living bitochen. It's famous in Maisa also, and Biskov used to say with this Maisa as well. Rabbi Shol Salant was once dashing about Bitochen. And there was a Balabose which was very, very impressed. Psh, Gevaldik, Bitochen. So he told, after the drosh, he went to Rabbi Shol Salant, he said, Rabbi Shol Salant, you know what? I'm closing my shop. I'm going to sit alone the whole day. Have Bitochen. It's finished. So Saul said, Mordek. Mordek. Okay. So he bought the lotto. Tuesday night was a lotto. 1 million. Came Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, when being called out. Gunisht. He didn't win. So he went to Saul's land. He said, Chashteinisht. You told me about Bitochen. I had Bitochen. I bought the lotto. I didn't win. So Saul Salan said, you know what? Do me a favor. Buy the lotto next week again. Buy another one. Okay? So he bought the lotto the next week. 8 o'clock Tuesday night, the next week, Saul Salan sent one of his gaboim to Yana's house. And he said, can I buy from you the lotto? Okay, how much do you want for it? How much do you want? You know what? I'll buy it for you for £900,000. So he thought, wow, £900,000, vadai? Kidai, you know what? I'll sell it to you. So Saul Salan said, for 1 hour you gave away £100,000. It's as if you didn't have me talking. If you'd ever sat me talking, you'd been sure you're going to get this £1 million. For 1 hour you wouldn't give away £100,000. Bitochen is not Stam saying I have Bitochen. Bitochen is a ganz avoida to live Bitochen. The Shaila's taka, what is Bitochen? I remember when I was in Eitzis, living in Eitzis, by the first Gulf War. So the Oilim were very, very, very scared. The big Oilim were leaving Eitzis. And there were other Oilim saying, no, you got to have Bitochen. You used to hear quite a few people saying like this. Have Bitochen, I don't understand. Why are you leaving? Have Bitochen. You really think Saddam Hussein has got such scouts which can reach right to Eretz Yisrael? Now, is that Bitochen? That's not Bitochen at all.
How do you balance Bitochen with Jewish doubles?
It's Lefida Darga. Chaznish says, Lefida Darga of Bitochen. Everybody's got different Dargas of Bitochen. Every person's got to know his Darga Bitochen, and Lefida that is his Shtadlus. For Grace the Tzaddik, if he does a small ishtadlus, it's a tain on him. Like we find the Chazal say that when Yosef said to the Sarah Mashkin, Kiyam Zechatan, he was Chatan, he mentioned one extra word. He got extra prison sentence because of it. Because the darg of Yosef was so high, his ishtadlus was expected to be much less. But Sheitzach, somebody who's not such a big darga, his bitochen is lower, he has a chiyuv, not only can he has a chiyuv of more ishtadlus.
Maybe the 900,000.
Sorry?
Maybe the 900,000 pounds was not up with him. He did his status for that.
For 900, not for me.
Oh, Cash on my side.
Trying to understand. but then he didn't have me talking on the lotto then. The lotto was a lotto of 1 million, wasn't it? It could be, according to you, you want to say he had me talking for 900,000, but not for a million. But then he didn't have me talking on the lotto. Because the lotto was 1 million.
Because he established to buy the ticket. How he gets 100,000 doesn't matter.
He'll
do status one way, but then
it comes from somewhere else.
It comes from somewhere else. He bought his ticket. He's got 900,000 for it.
Sell it.
I'm saying, how do you balance
it? Don't sell it for 900 if you get a million.
Yeah. So what is Yes Bitochen? So the Brisker Rav explained like this. The Brisker Rav explained Al Pi Piyut in Rosh Hashanah. There's a Piyut in Rosh Hashanah which says like this. Im Tvakesh La'Avoini. It's one of the Piyutim from the Rishonim on, I think it's Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Im Tvakesh La'Avoini. If you will look for my Avoinis, Evrach mimcho eilecho. I will run away from you to you. Evrach mimcho eilecho. When I have a pachat from the din, I will run away from you to you. Which the chayyah does not make sense. When a person runs away from an enemy, he runs away from the enemy and he runs to a safe place. He doesn't run away from the enemy and runs back to the enemy. That does not make sense. And the pious is telling us, Evrach mimcho Eilecho, ve'eskaso mechamoseich betzilcho, and I will cover myself up, take cover from your anger in your tail, in your shadow. How does that work? We're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we're scared of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're running away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're running straight back. What sense does that make? And the Bisgol showed that the Rambam in Pirshu Mishnah says a very similar Lashon. That we mentioned before, the Gemara says, why do we not say Hallel of Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? Because Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meichim, V'suchim Lefonoi, V'atim Oimim Shiro, is it possible to say Shiro when we have Pachad? And the Rambam explains like this, L'fi Sheheim Yimei Avoido V'achno U'Pachad U'Moira. Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim are days of Pachad U'Moira, Me'akodish Baruch Hu, V'yiro Mimenu, we're very scared from him. And the Rambam finishes off with three words, U'Mivrach U'Monus Eilov. When a person runs away and we flee away, Eilov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bisgol said, what sense does this make? How could it be? Like we said, when you run away from the danger to a safe place. You don't run away from the enemy back to the enemy. So the Bisgol explained like this, Bitochen is only shaykh when a person realizes the matzav of danger. When a person realizes there's the gewaltige danger, then it's shaykh him tal bitochen. If the person says, do you think he can send his scuds over to Eretz Yisrael? That is poshut. He holds, according to his mind, there's no danger. If there's no danger, there's no mokim for bitochen. Bitochen can only be when a person realizes there's danger, and he has bitochen. And the more the person realizes there's danger, the more bitochen he has. The feet goydel of the pacha the person realizes is in, that is the midas of bitochen which he can have. When a person gets to a matzav, where he realizes when it comes to the Yom HaDin, it's impossible, there's nothing I can do. I'm lost for thoughts, I can't do anything. There's only one thing, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is, when he reaches such a stage of pachad, he puts his bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he comes to such a gewalt gedag of bitochen that he runs back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, because he has such pachad from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Yom HaDin, he realizes there's only one place to run to, back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mivrach u'monus eilov, yes, we run away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're running straight back. And that's Pshat in the Piyut. Evrach mincho, I will run away from you. Where? Eilecho. Back to you. So the truth is, there's no stira whatsoever. We started to ask early on that we find on the Shoshana Moli stiras. On one hand or other, one hand we have Yimei Simcha, there's a Chiyuv Simcha, you're not allowed to fast. Oichrim, Shoisim, Usmeichim, all very, very happy. On the other hand, we can't say Hallel, because Yimei Pachad V'Din. So the answer is no. True. It's Yimei Pachad V'Din, and it's impossible to say Hallel. Because the Yoim, the Chefs of the day of Rosh Hashanah, is a day of Yimei Pachad V'Din. It's not possible to say Hallel. But when a person pachad gets to the realization of the pachad, and he realizes there's nothing to do, he has bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then, once he has bitochen, he's ruig, he's molei simcha, he's a calm man. Taka, we don't say halal, but it's not a stira at all to say that oichlin the shoysim usmeichim on Rosh Hashanah. So it's not only that it's not austere, but Chazal set aside for us dinim built on bitochen, which is very interesting. Because bitochen is something which every person is meant to have, but it's daragas, it's very high daragas. But how, when it comes to Shoni and Akipurim, Chazal made dinim based on bitochen. Oichlim v'shoisim, like what was the Lashon HaTov? How is it shaykh to eat in Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim? V'oichlim v'shoisim v'smeichim v'Rosh Hashanah l'fi sheyoidim shakudish v'olchu yasem v'neis. Yes. They know that Shmuch is going to do a neis for them. And like the Taz explains, bitochen. We push it, we have bitochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a neis. Hashem the Yiro, the Gilubir Oda. So the Gemara explains, if you Hashem the Yiro, the Gilubir Oda, but Mokkoim Gilo, Shom Teher Oda. That, it's not Sira. You can have Gilo, happiness, and at the same time, Roda. Serving and Shmokh with the two together. Rabbeinu Yoin asked, How is it shaykh the two together? The Torah says, of course it's shaykh. Because when a person comes to the Ra'odah, and he comes to a matzav where he realizes he's got to put his bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he comes to a matzav, if he taka reaches a midah bitochin, if he taka reaches it, he reaches a midah bitochin, then it's taka, so it's a gila as well. He can be happy as well. It's not austere at all. I heard from a Rashiva Taka Mais as well. Mordecai Mais and Bitochen. These are Taka Mais which are the people which really live Bitochen. He was learning in Yeshiva in Bris one evening. It was just after marriage. And there was a bocha which came to sit at the back of Beis HaMedrash. It was strange. He wasn't from the Brisk Yeshiva. He wasn't the Chal from the Shtot Brisk. And he was sitting there learning. The bocha went up to him and he said, Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? Yeah. So his name is, I'm on the way from Nevadik to Bialystok. The Nevadik has two yeshivas in Nevadik and Bialystok, and he was on the way between Nevadik and Bialystok. So what are you doing over here? Yeah, I'm on the way. Pasha didn't have enough money to get to Bialystok, so I'm stopping on the way here. Yeah, what are your plans? Where are you eating? Where are you sleeping? He said, have you talking? Everything will be fine, Mr. Shem. Carrying on learning. He carried on deeply in his learning. There was a balabos there which had come late for Maariv. And he was having Shemoneh, and he was somehow overheard the conversation. So he went up to Bocha afterwards as well, and he told the Bocha, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? And same questions, and he answered Bitoch, and this balabos started getting a bit annoyed with him. Well, come on, Bitoch. How are you carrying on to Bialystok? You have money? Bitoch, everything Bitoch. Now, so you're going to go to Tikkanan? I'd like to buy a ticket to Bialystok. How are you paying? Cash, credit card? Bitochen. So he started getting a bit annoyed with him. And this man lived across the road from Yeshiva. And he marched off. Yeah, that was it. Okay. Some time later, half an hour, this balabos walked back in. Or an hour later, he walked back, came back to Medrash, and he went to the Bochum. No, you've had something to eat. It's getting late. You had something to eat. Well, I'm learning, Bochum. Okay, this balabos went across the road, told his wife, there's this Meshuggah Nebocha sitting across the road, and he's dashing about Bitochen, make something for him to eat and finish, come on, make something. Okay, so his wife prepared a supper, and he brought it across the road to him, and he ate it. Well, thank you very, very much. Thanked him very much, and carried on learning. Came late on in the evening, no, I wish lost it, where are you sleeping? He said, Divine, I'm learning, I still want to learn a bit later, I'm Bitochen. It was a freezing night, it was the winter, there was no heating there, you're going to freeze. Okay, this could be good. And he came a bit later on, the balabos came back a bit later, said, come, my wife prepared for your bed, come across the road, and he gave him a geshmak of bed, and came the next morning, oichal, the same thing again. After shacharis, he brought him to the station, he said, here's the money, give me a the best. Here's money, take money, and chayim l'sholem called. The next night, when the balabos came to yeshiva, so there was a conversation with the Bochim, well, you know what was going on. So the balabos said, this crazy guy which was here yesterday, you know, if not for me coming late tomorrow last night, normally I'm always on time tomorrow, you should know. Last night, Pinkta came late. So it was his mouth. If I were to come late, he'd still be starving, he would still have nothing to eat, he wouldn't have got his way to be Alissa. So the Bochim had to explain, no, Rabbi. Because he had embassy betochen, he was on his attack. Not many people could be as the Nevadikas were taka, that was the avoider. He was taka bocha, was such an avoider. He reached that betochen taka because of his betochen. That is why you came late to davening and your wife made him supper and then you brought him to eat and you gave him the money for the ticket later. And that is the whole network of the Yom Tov which is coming ahead of us, taka. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is Yimei Pachad Din, which is basically Avada, serious matzav, with, like we mentioned before, it's not austere, that Oichlim Shoysim Asmeichim, it's not austere totally, that we have haircuts, we have a wash before, like the Shulchan Aruch says, there's dinim which Chazal said, we must do based on the Midas HaBitochen. Whether we have Bitochen, whether we don't have Bitochen is a different story. Probably most of us don't have bitochen. But Chazal want to show that we have to work on our mitzvah bitochen, and they set aside dinim built on that. Comes along Sukkos. In fact, even before Sukkos, like we mentioned, straight after Yom Kippur, Shake the medrash, the baskel chuvat leich echoil besimchas lachmechel. Go home, eat, rejoice. Shulchan says it's ktsas yom tov mitzvah kippur. So the baskel says leich echoil besimchas lachmechel ki kvar rotsa nikimas masechel. Happy talking. Then we get into the yom tov mood, preparing for sukkahs, and it comes to the first day of sukkahs. We shake lulav. Shake the medrash. What is the shaking of lulav? Bitochem! Bitochem to show that we were netzechen din! Were we? We got any haidah? We got a letter that we're innocent? We didn't! Because the Torah set us dinim, have bitochem! And we shake lulav to show have bitochem! And the whole sukkahs is a sukkahs which is an an simcha sein, like we said. More than other Yom Tovim. All Yom Tovim there's a mitzvah of simcha. The Samach Tibachagecho. The sukkahs is the only Yom Tov which is the chef's a whole yom tov is simcha, zman simcha seinu. Who's speaking about coming to the Shmini Atzeres a few days later, where the whole mitzvah is only simcha, there's nothing else, there's no lulav, there's no sukkah, the whole thing is only simcha. So we ask, how is it possible to get over from one thing to another? The answer is like we said, bitochem. Chazal want to, the Torah wants to train us into mid of bitochem. Yes, if this Hashem b'yiro, the gilu b'rodo, the mokim gilu shom te'irodo, there's no stira. The first stage is, of course, we have to be in a matzav of pachad, like we said. If a person does not have any pachad, there's nothing to talk about. If we're on a matzav of pachad for Yom Adin, then it's not shaykh bitochen. Bitochen comes after the stage when a person realizes the charod of Yom Adin, what we're heading for. Then he can come to Dargah to be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Shvokh is taka to be yotzi, the Tev Dineinu. And then taka, it's not austere. From one second to another, a person changes over from the mid of Pachad to Simcha. We should all be Zeicha Badin, and then they come Yom Tov.
I think I have to run out of it.